Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning parak Dalad Mishnah Vav and parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav is going to continue our discussion regarding the performance of work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Kol Melacha Shehizchil Bakodim Liarbasar, any work necessary for Yom Tov, of course, that one began before the 14th of Nisan, before Erev Pesach, Gomra B'Arba Asar. You may finish it on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos, even if you're in a place where the minog is not to perform work on Erev Pesach. Again, you can still begin it before Erev Pesach, even if you will continue on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Aval, but says the Mishnah, Lo Yaschil Ba Batchila B'Arba Asar. However, if you're in a place where it's also to do malacha, where the minog is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, you may certainly not begin work on the 14th of Nisan, afal pisha yachol legamra, even though the work is necessary for Yom Tov and you can finish it before Chatzos. And as the Bar Tzedorah points out, in places where the custom or the minog is to perform work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, you can begin even work that is not necessary for Yom Tov whatsoever. Continuing in the Mishnah. Now again, in places where the minog is not to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so the mayor does not allow any work to begin under any circumstance, the Chacham are going to disagree, and they're going to say that there are certain types of work that may even begin on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Says the Mishnah, V'chacham Om, but the Chachamim say, Shalosh Umanios Osen Malacha Ba'arve Psachim. There are three types of work that may be performed by these certain experts on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. These services are going to be essential for Yom Tov. Ve'eluhin, and these are them, Hachayatim, v'hasaparim, v'hakovsim, when it comes to tailors who are making sure your suits fit, barbers who are cutting people's hair, and launderers, people who are doing people's cleaning people's clothing. So these things may take place. These types of workers may remain open and do work, certainly on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, always, because again, they're necessary for Yom Tov. They're doing things that are going to help people prepare adequately for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, Af haratzanim, even shoemakers can make shoes for one who needs shoes for Yom Tov. That's also acceptable to be done on Erev Pesach before, even if they began on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. And as the Bar Tanurah points out, the halacha is in accordance with the Chachamim against Rabbi Meir, namely, that for these specific, that if you're in a place where the minog is not to do malacha, these specific types of workers and craftsmen and professionals may do work on Erev Pesach, even if they begin before Chatzos. Now, continuing with Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. By way of introduction, and we began this a little bit in the beginning in our introduction to Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, there is a prohibition, certainly, to do malacha on Chol HaMoed as well, even though this may be lesser known, but you're really not supposed to do malacha. There are certainly many exceptions. You'll learn a lot about that in Maseches Moed Katan. But you can't do malacha on Chol HaMoed, as well as what we've been discussing until now, doing malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which everyone agrees you should not do. It is against halacha. However, there is a significant difference between doing malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. On Erev Pesach, only activities that are considered to be an actual work, an actual malacha, those things are forbidden. However, on Chol HaMoed, activities that involve unnecessary or excessive tircha are also forbidden. Not only work, so we're stricter, generally speaking, on Chol HaMoed than we are on Erev Pesach after midday, after Chatzos. The Mishnah here in Perek Daled at Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss three specific activities that are more likely to be allowed on Erev Pesach than on Chol HaMoed. Now, the first activity is going to be regarding the act of allowing your hen to sit on eggs in order to promote the development of the chicks, to hatch them by the warmth of the hen's body. Says the Mishnah, Moshivin Shovachin Latarnigolim Biarbasar. You can place eggs under hens on the 14th of Nisan. Since there is no malacha, you're not doing a malacha by placing the uh, the eggs under the hen. Therefore, it's certainly permitted on Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos. However, you cannot do this under on Chol HaMoed because this activity involves unnecessary tircha, unnecessary effort and exertion, which is forbidden, which is usher on Chol HaMoed. V'tarnigola shebarcha. However, if in the case of a situation where a chicken or a hen was sitting on eggs that ran away, and then it ran away, machazir no solim koma, then you certainly may return the hen to her place, even on Chol HaMoed, even though it's good, you're going to have to run, it's going to exert, you're going to have to put an effort, it's nonetheless allowed, because otherwise the eggs are going to be ruined. It's what we refer to as a davar ha'aved, that when something, and this is going to be something that we're going to see consistently in Maseches HaMoed Kata, that when you're going to lose money on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do something to prevent the loss. So here we're going to lose the eggs, and therefore you're allowed to get the hen back onto the eggs. V'imesa, similarly, if a hen died while sitting on the eggs, Moshiv and Acheres Tachta, we can get another hen in the place of the one that died, and there also, if you didn't, you lose the eggs again, and therefore you're allowed to do that, even though it's effort, you're allowed to go through the effort, if the other alternative would be to lose money in a relatively significant way. Continuing in the Mishnah, Gorfin mitachas ragle behema biar ba'asar, one may remove the dung, the feces, the excrement, whatever word you want to use, from under an animal's feet on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan after Chatzos, and ultimately take it to the pile where you would keep the excrement, the waste of the animal. Uvamoed misalkin letzad, but Chol HaMoed you can't go through the effort of removing the dung and pushing it and bringing it to the pile. Rather, says the Mishnah, he should sweep the dung to the side of the yard. He may not take it out to the pile of excrement because that would be unnecessary tircha, which is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. The third activity that is different between Chol HaMoed versus Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Molichon u'mavin kelim mibeis ha'uman. A person may bring kelim, utensils, to someone who's going to fix them, someone who's an expert at fixing various things, and he can also go to this place to retrieve any sort of kelim, any sort of utensils from the house of a fixer on Erev Pesach after Chatos. Afal pisha einam l'tzorach hamoed, even though they are not needed for the yomtiv, that unnecessary effort which does not involve any labor is allowed on Erev Pesach. But on Chol HaMoed, we said, when unnecessary effort is forbidden, one may retrieve only those kelim that are needed for Yom Tov, such as plates or cups, spoons, forks, whatever the case may be. You can go get something fixed or get something and buy something that is necessary for Yom Tov. That's not considered unnecessary exertion, but if it's not needed for Yom Tov, you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, whereas you would be allowed to do it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because again, there's no issue of excessive exertion of effort on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's fine. The only thing you can't do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is actual malacha, is actual work. Quick review. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav, quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding the performance of work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Rabbi Meir said that any work that is necessary for Yom Tov that began before the 14th of Nisan may be finished on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos. Again, assuming that you're in a place where you're not allowed to do work, you can finish it up, but you can't begin work on the 14th, even if you're going to finish it before Chatzos. Now, the Chachamim disagreed and said that even if you're in a place where, generally speaking, they don't allow malacha before Chatzos, so the Chachamim said that there are three types of workers, of experts, that are allowed to work on Erev Pesach to the Chatzos, because their services, what they're providing to the community, is essential for Yom Tov. Number one, we're tailors. Number two, we're barbers. Number three, we're launderers. Rabbi Yossi Bar Tzadik added this additional layer of the shoemakers. But again, this is the opinion of the Chacham, and this is who we hold like, that you're allowed to be doing work on Erev Yom Tov before Chatzos. If you are providing these services for the community, you are allowed to be open. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zion discuss three activities where there's a distinction, a difference between a person's work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, which everyone says is not allowed, versus Chol HaMoed, which is a time also when you can't do malacha. And we said the main difference is that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, not only can't you do malacha, but you also can't do anything that's excessively going to exert you, make you do an extra effort. as opposed to Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Everyone says that you can't do Malacha, but nobody says that you can't do anything that's just a little bit of extra exertion, a little bit of extra work. The first example is placing eggs under a hen. We said that's something that you can do only on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but you cannot do that on Chol Hamoed. That's considered to be excessive exertion, excessive effort, too much work, too much effort that you can't do on Chol Hamoed. However, we said that if it's a Davar Ha'aved, if it's something that's going to get lost, you're going to lose money. For example, if the hen runs away, you can retrieve it to save the eggs. If the hen dies, you can replace it to save the eggs because you don't want to lose anything. So for that, you can even do that on Chol Hamoed itself because there's a Davar Ha'aved, there's something that you're going to lose if you don't replace the hen. The second activity was regarding clearing the feces, the excrement, from under an animal's feet. So we said that on the fourth and the reason you can certainly do that after Chatzos. There's no malach involved with that, and therefore it's just extra exertion, so that you can't do on Chol Hamoed, but you certainly can do that on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the third activity was regarding bringing kalim to the house of someone who's an expert at fixing it or providing you with some sort of a service. There we said when it comes to Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so in that situation, you certainly can pick up and drop off whatever you want because there's nothing malachadik about doing that. The only thing that you can't do is when it comes to Chol Hamoed there, you can only pick up or drop off items that are actually relevant to help you on the yontif itself. Have a great day.